The fate of most Nashville Airbnbs hangs in the balance this week. The Metro Council is scheduled to vote on a measure that would halt any new permits to owners who don't live on site. And the existing permits would begin phasing out. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the measure was given preliminary approval by the city's planning commission after a debate that lasted until 1 in the morning.
Owners of short-term rentals, some who live out of county, others out of state, are defending their source of income. And Megan McRae, who lives across town from her Airbnb in East Nashville, says she's never had a complaint.
We have become friends with the neighbors there. I actually know more of them than the condo I lived in for 4 years.
But neighbors have begun calling these rentals mini hotels and saying they don't belong. After 2 years of permitting Airbnbs, the codes department says two-thirds are now investor-owned. Karen Rich says communities are starting to feel the effects beyond the occasional noisy bachelorette party.
Nobody's mentioned the fact that when you have transients coming in for the weekend, you don't have families living in these homes. You don't have children going to the neighborhood schools. You don't have families supporting the neighborhood schools.
The Planning Commission signed off on the proposed restrictions, which do not affect owners who live on the property with their rental unit. But an alternative proposal would only raise the fees to apply for an investor own permit and increase enforcement. Airbnb's Laura Spangen says she hopes it's considered.
While there may continue to be some issues that need to be discussed as we move forward, we look forward to you giving us and the council the opportunity to bring a truly state-of-the-art permitting and enforcement system to the city.
The Planning Commission did not give its recommendation to the proposal supported by Airbnb, but ultimately, the Metro Council has the final say. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.